Morning, everybody. Can't tell you how happy I am to be here today. And I'm really happy that you're all here with me, so thank you for coming. I've been a member of Hope Community Church for about 10 years, and it has been the best church experience of my life. But I can tell you, I never thought I would do this. When the opportunity was presented, I thought I would be too nervous. But looking around today, I see my family. I see friends I've known for a long time and friends I haven't met yet. And that's just going to chase all my nerves away. So here we go. I'd like to start with a little prayer. So if you'd please join me. Father God, thank you for this opportunity to talk with my brothers and sisters in Christ today. Thank you for sharing your love and wisdom with us. May the words I speak be yours and not mine. And for those with me today, please bless their ears to hear, their hearts to respond, and their lives to reflect your grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So on my next birthday, I'll be 72 years old. And I thought, at this stage of my life, I'd have everything figured out. But lately I made a very big decision. I decided to retire. It's about time. And it made me realize that I don't have everything figured out, not even close. This is going to be a really big change for me because it means that the busyness that I let define my life for the last number of years is going to be behind me. So it's a time of reflection, but it's also a time of preparing and dreaming and getting excited about what's still ahead. And because none of that matters, if I don't do it with God, I'm praying a lot. I started asking him the question that I think all believers ask of God at one time or another in their life, and maybe many times in their life, which is, what is my purpose? I've seen a lot of people who had purpose all throughout history. There were people that God destined for greatness, right? God shaped them. He gifted them. He gave them a great purpose, and they fulfilled it throughout their lives. So obvious to us that their work was part of God's bigger plan, something present, but also eternal. And even in my life, I've known many people who always knew their purpose. I had friends who knew from the time they were little kids that they were going to be a nurse or a teacher when they grew up. And then later I had friends who found a calling, right? They found a calling in social work or medicine or ministry. They knew they had a purpose, and they were going to devote their lives to helping other people in meaningful ways. Well, I didn't have any of that. I got married when I was 19, just out of school, really. I started my family when I was in my 20s. And when I held my baby girl the first time, I knew that my purpose was being a mom. It was what I wanted. I had made my choice. And it kept me very busy and very happy for a number of years, best years of my life. And over those years, I faced blessings and challenges. And many times, the blessings were in those challenges. In my early 30s, a few things happened that reshaped me and my direction. I lost my mom to cancer. I became a single parent, and I entered the working world. My kids were my top priority, but I couldn't stay home with them anymore. I had to work. For a few years, I had to work 3 jobs, 7 days a week, nights, weekends. And that was really hard. But then I decided it was time to go back to school, get my education, and that was hard. But after that, I got better jobs and was able to build a good life for my family. When I was in my 40s, my nest began to empty out. My youngest son went off to college, and I suddenly felt very lost. I think that was really the first time I asked God what he wanted me to do with the rest of my life. it was weeks after my son went away that I was feeling so depressed and so lonely. I mean, I was happy for him. I was happy for all my kids. They were pursuing their own dreams and building their own life, but it was hard for me. Hard for me. I remember going for long walks every night, and one night in particular, walking around the park out here and feeling so sad and tears streaming down my face past people, and they were looking at me, you know. But I was asking God then, so what is my purpose now? If I'm not a mom, then who am I? So I felt sorry for myself, but I made myself busier with work. It wasn't too long before I met my husband, Jeff, and my older kids started having babies, so my life was very full and very busy again. In my 50s and 60s, as our family grew, I realized I was working more hours than ever before. I was really busy. But I was also getting to that point in life where I started to see that the years were going by very quickly, one year faster than the one before. And I really started thinking, maybe it was God talking to me and telling me that I was spending most of my time serving the wrong master. So now retirement. Most of my friends have already retired. At first, they were excited about having more freedom. But after a while, I've heard some of them, you know, many of them questioning, you know, is this all there is to life? You know, I hear them say, oh, we just work and then we die. I can't believe that. But I think this is a real fear they have, and I think it comes from a place of longing for deeper meaning and for connection. I think they're looking for a purpose beyond the busyness. But I really thought for me, retirement would just be a happy and carefree time. I was finally going to get to do all the things I wanted to do. I was going to travel, catch up on my reading. I was going to spend more time with my family and friends, and I certainly can and will do. I'm already doing a lot of those things. But now that I'm here, I'm really no different from anybody else. Those questions are stirring around in my mind, too. I think we're always searching. So in my times of reflection, I look back and I see that I've had so many blessings. My beautiful family and my opportunity to live in America, where I could get a good education and pursue a career, was one that allowed me to have my nice little home in my nice little neighborhood near my nice little church. So being grateful, I'm also convicted. And I'm convicted because God did give me a really wonderful life. And I have to ask myself what I've done for him in return. God didn't give me all of this because I deserve it. I don't deserve it. I haven't earned any of it. It was a gift from God given to me at my birth. But why? Why did he put me here? Now? Why did he give me everything that he's given me? I know he loves me, but he loves all of his children. There has to be something more. There has to be some reason. And sometimes I just wonder, did I miss my purpose? Okay, that's enough about me, at least for now. But wait, is it just me? Have any of you ever wrestled with what God's purpose is in your life? Good, I see a couple heads nodding, so I know I'm not alone. That's a good thing. Because we all have these crazy busy lives, and it's so easy to get caught up in the things that we have to do, or the things that we think we need to do, that we don't always give God the time and space to show us what he wants us to do. There's so many things that pull us in every direction, take all of our attention, all of our time, all of our energy, and that is the danger. So I'm going to take a look at today's scripture reading in your bulletin. Again, it's from Romans 8:28, and it starts with, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose." For those who love him. Isn't that us? And it continues, "For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. So what does that second part mean? Well, it tells us that God is actively working in every circumstance, good or bad, and that he has called us according to his purpose. God made us. He gifted us. God chooses our purpose. We don't choose it. God's going to put opportunities in front of us to fulfill his purpose. It could be a mission trip, or it could be one of the other opportunities given to us right here at Hope. Without this church, I might not hear about all of the needs right here close to home, and then I might not be able to help to do just some small thing. And as Jesus said in one of my favorite stories, the one about the mustard seed, the very smallest beginnings can grow into something vast and far-reaching. Okay, what else does God say? In my translation of the Bible, God talks about purpose more than 40 times. And I've read that there are some other translations where he has talked about it more than 80 times. So it is an important theme. In Isaiah 46, 9 through 11, he says, "I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. I make known the end from the beginning, from ancient times, what is still to come. I say, my purpose will stand, and I will do all that I please. From the east I summon the bird of prey, from the far off land a man to fulfill my purpose. What I have said, that I will bring about, and what I have planned, that will I do." So I feel like God is saying here everything that happens is part of his plan. And I also feel like he's saying that we are fulfilling our purpose whether we know it or not. Can that be true? And could it be that our purpose, my purpose, your purpose is different today than it was yesterday or that it will be tomorrow? I don't know the answer. I mean, being a mom, that was my purpose. And working to support my family, sure. But what else? Sometimes we know we're following God. Sometimes we say or do something for someone, and we get feedback right away. And it's the best. The best is those times when you share your faith with somebody, and later they come back and they tell you, "Wow, you really helped me that day." You know, it feels great. But more often, we don't know it or see it, do we? But God does, because we know that God sees what we don't. But God has something more. He has an eternal purpose. And I've heard God's eternal purpose described as a divine tapestry. And each of the little things we do is a single thread. And I think that's really beautiful. Some of those threads are really fine. Can hardly see them. Some are bright and some are bold. And some of those threads I've sewn and some of those threads you've sewn. It could be the time that you're walking down the street or you're in the grocery store and you just smile at somebody and it changes that person's day for the better, but you never know it. But I also think it's about the people God has put in our lives, our family, our friends, our coworkers. It's taking care of an aging parent or a sick child. It's holding hands with your best friend who just lost her husband. It's the million ways that you've been who God made you to be and done what God called on you to do. So it is in the big things, and it's even in those little things, those little random acts of kindness, that God uses us more than we realize. A lot of times we don't even know that we're doing what God is asking us to do. Have you ever just felt like you needed to reach out to somebody, and then when you do, you find out that you were exactly what they needed at that very moment? True story. My son was moving a mattress. This was years ago. And he needed some help. So I suggested that he call a friend of mine to help him because my friend had a van. So he called him, and my friend helped my son out that day, and that was that, or so we thought. But later, could have been days, it could have been weeks, I don't remember anymore, I was checking in on my friend to see how things were going. And he told me he had been going through a lot, It had actually been a pretty dark time for him. And he told me about the day that my son called him. At the very moment my son called him, he was sitting with a gun in his hand. He was thinking about ending his life. My son's call stopped him. Happy ending. That man's still with us today, more than 20 years later. Some would say my son's call was a coincidence. No, no way. God put the phone in his hand that day. He dialed the number at that very moment. God used him for his purpose that day, and I don't know if my son even knows it. So when was the last time God used you? I wonder if you knew. Well, there's one thing for sure. He's going to keep asking us to do things. In Luke 12:48, Jesus said, "From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Much more will be demanded and much more will be asked. Wow, I think that's really powerful. God is going to keep asking. I just wonder if we're going to hear him, and are we going to answer? Maybe you're wondering, well, how do I know if I'm hearing from God? Well, of course, it's about aligning ourselves with his intention for us, his divine intention for us. How do we do that? Well, I think there's four things. Number one, we study the word, and I think we're off to a great start here. We're in this community. We have the opportunity to hear from God through Josh every Sunday. We study the scripture on our own and in our small groups. And as you read, you should be asking yourself, what does this say about who God wants me to be? Trust me, it's in there. Number two is obey in faith. Josh talked about obedience a few weeks ago, and it keeps running through my head. God is God, and we are not. So recently, someone asked me, how do I know if I've been called? And my answer was, if you think you've been called, then you've probably been called. So keep praying about it. We have to be obedient to those callings. Number three, embrace trials as transformation. Remember earlier when I said that there are blessings in our challenges? Well, difficult seasons are often the very tools God uses to refine us. Number four, and this one is really hard for us because we're human beings, that is, remember that there is more to life than personal gain. Following God's purpose means shifting from what can I get to how can I give. Back to my story. When I first asked God what his purpose was for my life, I thought maybe he had something big in mind. Well, he does and he doesn't. I'm not going to discover a cure for cancer, but I can help someone who's sick. I'm not going to end world hunger, but I can contribute to the blessing bags. I'm not going to bring about peace in our times, but I can work really hard to make sure there's peace in my family. Maybe something big is not part of my story. It's hard to say because there are pages that I haven't read yet, chapters that God's written that I haven't turned the pages yet. My story is a journey, and the journey began even before I accepted Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And it's refined every time God called me, whether or not I knew it, whether or not I answered. So how about all of you? What is your story? What is God's calling on your life? What is God's purpose for you? Were you inspired last week to go to Kenya? How could you not be? Or is there something else God is putting on your heart? One thing is for sure. You will be called, and often. There will always be one more hungry child to feed, one more hand for you to hold, one more tear for you to wipe away. Every one of these opportunities is God calling you to serve. Maybe he's calling you today. Maybe he is speaking to you personally. Or maybe he's inviting us, all of us, to step into something together Let's listen. Let's answer the call. Because with him and in him, we are all destined for greatness. Let us pray. Father God, thank you for being here with us today. We feel you stirring something in us at this very moment. Help us to hear your call. Help us to imagine what we can do to change lives and strengthen us to do your work right here in our community, even if it is some little thing, because little things can spark something much bigger, something great, something that serves your purpose. God, we love you so much. Please remain with us always. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.